C-minus 76. White House, Washington, D.C. Many in and around President Slater's administration had been keeping extremely close tabs on Timo Fiori's space-related investments and research projects for a long time. His decision to bring his various astronomical interests and facilities together under the new banner of Fiori Frontieri was more than a mere rebranding, however, and allied with the strength of Timo's comments, it showed that he really did mean business. Like Timo, several high-profile former NASA officials and employees had recently been growing acutely frustrated with the direction in which Godfrey had been taking the GSC. The glacial pace of any real progress beyond one admittedly impressive project was a constant source of annoyance, and some contended that the laudably short period of time taken to design and construct the Unity 1 rocket, which would ultimately launch Research Station 1, was less of a feather in the GSC's cap than it was an indication of the kind of progress that could have been simultaneously made on many distinct projects if the commission was more efficiently run. Respected voices within the security community had, for many months, stressed to President Slater the importance of ensuring that Timo never developed a direct cooperative relationship with either the Russians or the Chinese. There was no solid reason to think he ever would. Timo had never made any secret of his conviction that Western economic and democratic ideals were the foundational basis of human prosperity, and bribery couldn't tempt him any more than a snorkel could tempt a basking shark, but it remained unknown whether and how he could ever be tempted to work with any national governments at all should the GSC ultimately disintegrate, as so many predicted. In a post-GSC world in which international competition returned, it struck most political observers that Timo Fiori could well be the kingmaker whose cooperation with one reinstituted national space agency would decisively set it apart from the others. Timo's decision to headquarter Fiori Frontieri in the United States gave Slater reason to be hopeful as to which path he would ultimately take in such a post-GSC scenario. Nothing could be taken for granted, however, so she reaffirmed to her staff the importance of refraining from making any comments critical of Timo, while also avoiding any public criticisms of the GSC. Slater had walked tighter ropes at greater political altitudes, but striking an expedient balance between long and short-term considerations of these issues was anything but straightforward. Glancing at transient headlines on her computer screen, President Slater considered the point that the calls for comment on these issues were at least far less vociferous than the calls for comment about the IDA leak had been a year earlier. This time, there was no media circus in Birchwood or anywhere else, and even more importantly, this time there was no lightning rod in the mold of a Dan McCarthy for the public to march behind in their call for truth. And no Emma Ford to play the press like a fiddle and make my life 1,000 times more difficult than it has to be. Slater reflected with an ironic grin. But as she thought back to the previous year and recalled just how friendly Timo had gotten with the troublemakers in Birchwood, Slater's grin faded. The fact that Billy Kendrick, another of their allies, was already wrapped up in the Kerguelen incident only increased the potential for an unwelcome change in the direction of current media narratives, and Slater didn't like some of the possibilities that arose in her mind. Ford and McCarthy are nowhere to be seen for now, she thought. But how long is for now?